Facebook. It's a social website where people can stay in contact with friends that they have, meet old friends that they have lost contact with, and meet new ones. One of the things on Facebook is a status place where you can type in what you're doing, how you're feeling. I'm not advocating that we all go on Facebook, it's just there are several of us that do go onto it occasionally. And the little status thing is quite a good way of just saying what you're feeling. A typical status for me on a Friday evening would be, Andrew is enjoying a glass of wine after a long week. There are several sort of things like that. You can just, you know, see how everybody's doing. On Facebook, several of us have bumped into old friends that we grew up with in the church from a long time ago. And I was interested to note some of their status pages before the Christmas holidays. Now, these friends of ours grew up in the church with Estelle and I. They were very active in the YOU and SEP. Some of them are now married to ministers that were young ministers, up-and-coming ministry. But they all grew up in the church from an early age. Here are three status comments that were put on Facebook. Mrs. X has finally finished her Xmas shopping and wrapping all her presses. Another one. Mrs. Y is looking forward to the kids discovering presents under the tree in the morning. Mr. Z is wishing everyone a Merry Christmas. Cheers, God. The birth of Jesus is the greatest gift mankind has ever had. Stella and I were talking about this, about our old friends, and how far off track they are. How far off track they are now. One thing she mentioned is that it hasn't happened overnight. It has been 23 years since the death of Mr. Armstrong, and slowly, over that time, they have turned away from what they were once taught. The path, or the way of life, has changed its direction in their teaching. Their teachers now actively participate and promote Christmas and all of the pagan festivals, and ignore those ordained by God. Over 22 years, their foundation has been moved, stone by stone, to a new location. The map which showed the way of life, has been redrawn by their new guides. Turn with me, please, to Proverbs 2. Proverbs 2, and cutting into the chapter, halfway through in verse 12, this is talking about the value of wisdom. Proverbs 2, just starting in verse 12. To deliver you from the way of evil, for the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the paths of uprightness, to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice in doing evil, and delight in the perversity of the wicked, whose ways are crooked, and who are devious in their paths. To deliver you from the immoral woman, from the seductress who flatters with her words, who forsake the companions of her youth, and forgets the covenant of her God. For her house leads down to death, and her paths unto the dead. None who go to her return, nor do they regain the paths of life. That is quite a strong warning to us not to leave the paths of life, not to forget what we were taught. In the sermonette today, I just want to look at why the church at the moment is focusing on putting Mr. Armstrong's literature onto the internet, onto the website. And during the sermonette, I just want to quote a few comments that Mr. Armstrong made in the sermon that was played last week. And I quote, "He, God, is calling us to be trained to become very God in the family of God, which will be the ruling family to rule over all the nations of the earth, and then to teach them the truth," end quote. To teach them the way. The rest of mankind, we will be teaching the path of life. In this end time, when the church has been shattered, and there are multiple groups all claiming to be the church of God, all claiming to have the map, the way of life, How do we know where it is? What is the path of life? If we are to understand this way ourselves, let alone teach it, we must be sure that it is based on the correct foundation. If we use our own human reasonings and logic to understand the truth or the way, then we will never be able to teach it to all of mankind in the kingdom, because we ourselves will be missing the mark. We will be off path ourselves. We need God's mindset to understand the way of life. As Mr. Bowles mentions in the latest update in Matthew 19, with man it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. By ourselves it is impossible for us to comprehend the truth by ourselves, because of our natural carnal mind hates what is of God. But with God all things are possible. Turn please to Ephesians 2 verse 19. Ephesians 2:19. Now therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building being joined together grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for the habitation of God in the Spirit. The building referred to needs to be built on the foundation of the apostles, the prophets, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. An apostle is one who is sent. We can refer back to the booklet Mr. Bowles wrote exactly on that subject. And last week in the sermon, Mr. Armstrong said that was what he saw his role as an apostle. He said at first he did not believe it, but then when he saw the fruit which was present in the church and what the ministry and the duty of an apostle was, he realized that he was doing that. He was fulfilling that role that no one else in the time or the age was doing. He continued to go on to say that he was only an instrument in God's hands. Turn please to Revelation 3. Revelation 3 and in verse 10. And this is Christ talking to the faithful church, the Philadelphia era of the church. And in verse 10, because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world, to test those who dwell on the earth. Verse 11, behold, I come quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. So this is Christ talking to the Philadelphia era of the church. We are commanded to hold fast to what we have, not to go off and do our own thing, not to decide what is and what is not the correct map to suit our own agenda, to make sure that it can take the scenic route that goes past where we want to go. We are to hold fast to what we have. Again, in last week's tape, Mr. Armstrong went on to say, and I quote, an angel told Mrs. Armstrong to tell Herbert to write. Tell Herbert to write, 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 end quote. Mr. Armstrong did just that. Books, booklets, Plain Truth magazines, youth magazines, good newses, letters, the list goes on, all of which were sent out on a regular basis. These writings revealed the foundation of knowledge. It revealed the path which we were to go. It revealed the way of life. I can remember as a young lad, and I was young in those days, and I still am quite young, but I can remember Mr. Armstrong thundering from the lectern that being in the church did not mean just warming a seat on the Sabbath day. It was a way of life. It was not a tick box list. It was everything that we do. We need to make sure it is flowing through our life, in every aspect of our life. Not just going through, ticking the box, yes, I've done that, yes, I've done that, yes, I've done that. We must recognise the position of the writings of Mr. Armstrong. Though they are uncanonised, they are still the writings and instruction of an apostle, led by the head of the church, which is Christ, and we must give them the respect that they warrant. Mr. Armstrong again stated point blank last week that he had the power and authority to say what he said in the authority of Jesus Christ. But he always put himself under the authority of Jesus Christ and of the Father, and under the authority of the Bible. He was always telling us to go back and prove it for ourselves, to go back and look in the Bible for ourselves. So what do we have as the Philadelphia era of the Church of God, which to hold fast to? It is what we were taught through Mr. Armstrong, the end-time apostle, who was prophesied to restore all things, to restore the one true foundation, the path of life which we are to follow. The church is uploading this literature, so it is available for the church at the end time, so that after the time of the shattering, we can get back on track and stay on track. So that the end time apostle, even after his death, can still teach, can still prepare the bride of Christ, and still explain to us, in the context of the end time age, the way that we are to go. Turn back, please, to Proverbs 2. So I want to put into context what we read earlier. Proverbs 2, starting in verse 1. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the paths of justice and preserves the way of his saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice, equity and every good path. When wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you, understanding will keep you, to deliver you from the way of the evil, from the man who speaks perverse things. This is where we came in at the beginning. From those who leave the paths of uprightness, to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice in doing evil and delight in the perversity of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and who are devious in their paths, to deliver you from the immoral woman, from the seductress who flatters with her words, who forsake the companion of her youth and forget the covenant of her God. For her house leads down to death and her paths to the dead. None who go to her return, nor do they regain the paths of life. So you may walk in the ways of goodness and keep to the paths of righteousness. For the upright will dwell in the land and the blameless will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the earth, and the unfaithful will be uprooted from it. When you read that in total context, it is a very, very stark warning to us to keep to God's wisdom, the wisdom that was given to us, that was shown to us. None of us knew it before Mr. Armstrong was used to show it to us. There are many, in conclusion, who once knew what we knew, who followed the path of life, or so we thought, which was taught by the end time apostle. Their map or their foundation has slowly changed over time. It has been rewritten by their new guides. The only foundation on which to be built is that of the prophets, the apostles, of whom Christ is the chief cornerstone. We were taught that the Philadelphia church is to hold fast to what you have, that no man may take your crown. Mr. Armstrong was used by God as the end time apostle to reveal all things, to reveal the one true foundation, to show us the way, how that flows through everything in our life, not just ticking boxes along the way. In Proverbs, we are exhorted to seek sound wisdom that we may walk in the paths of life. Only when we know the map and we have walked the path, and when we have got it, will we be able to teach it to the rest of mankind. Going back to the quote that I used at the starting of Mr. Armstrong, he, God, is calling us to be trained to become very God in the family of God, which will be the ruling family to rule over the nations of the earth and then to teach them the truth. That is why the Church of God is uploading the booklets, the literature of Mr. Armstrong, so that we may, at this end time, the end time church, be taught the truth, the way, be shown the way of life by the end time apostle, and thus enable us to teach it to the rest of mankind.